Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Can you start by telling our listeners a bit about who you are and what you do?
My name is Bill Lee. I'm the founder and head distiller at Gate 11 Distillery here in the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
And what made you found a distillery?
Well, it was a couple of things. I've been a distiller, a professional distiller for over 20 years, and mostly in the Midwest. And my wife and I came back to Chattanooga, where I grew up a few years ago, and we saw a lot of craft distilleries popping up in a lot of places. But after Chattanooga Whiskey did their great work to open this community up, there was only the one distillery in Chattanooga. And we thought, well, Chattanooga is big enough for more than one.
How does your distillery make a difference in our community?
One thing we're trying to do with our craft distillery is do things maybe that are a little different than some of the other craft distilleries. We distill a lot of our products right here. As a matter of fact, we distill everything except the whiskey we're serving right now is a source spirit. So we put a lot of individual effort and craft and expertise into making our products. Everything's small batch, but we say small batch, big flavor. We really are focused on providing a lot of different flavors, and that's why we have a vodka, a gin, a rum, and an absinthe. And today I'm making some rye whiskey from scratch. It's the first real batch of rye we've made from grain. We're going to be doing rye whiskey, malt whiskey, and bourbon.
So I think most people would agree that you have a pretty cool job. What do you think is the best part of what you do?
Well, I'm sort of an R&D guy at heart. I am a chemical engineer by training, but I spent a lot of my professional career in product development. And so that's probably the part I really enjoy the most. Right now we're working on a green absinthe or an absinthe verte. And Whitney Belden, the other distiller, and I, we are using all of our equipment and all of our brains to make the best absinthe verte we can come up with.
So you did actually recently do something that made a big difference in the pandemic. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, in March, when everything closed down, like some other distilleries that are in the news, we pivoted and converted our equipment and used our permitting to get very rapidly into the hand sanitizer business. And we are currently an FDA certified over-the-counter drug manufacturer. We sold over 8,000 gallons of hand sanitizer. A lot of it went to local first responders and the fire department here in Hamilton County, and a lot of sales to businesses.
Why did you make that decision? I mean, it sounds to me like it was just a good way to bridge, you know, doing something that did make a difference for people and also that made sense in a business sense.
Well, at the end of March, 1st of April, hand sanitizer was the most precious commodity on the planet, I believe. Everybody felt a need for it, and there was not nearly enough supply. And so we mobilized and tapped into different alcohol resources and quickly put product out into the hands of people who needed it very much.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.